Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network. This is Katie, HRN Executive Director, and I'm so excited to share with you our coverage from the Charleston Wine and Food Festival.
We are here live today at Charleston Wine and Food.
Join us as we talk all things food.
Come to Charleston, eat some seafood. Eat all of the seafood.
Chicken fried chicken with chorizo steak and salsa verde mashed potatoes.
So quintessentially like Southern fare at its finest.
And have important conversations.
We're also talking about professional women in restaurants and how underrepresented they are, people of color in restaurants, and how they're not talked about.
We get real with Food Network's Manit Chauhan.
Balance is BS. I was told that I wasn't going to be bleeped out.
And find out about raising sugarcane with Chef Sean Brock.
It's like being Indiana Jones or something. You never know what you're going to find.
You'll come away inspired by the power of food and the food scene in Charleston. Here's Dr. Jessica B. Harris.
Food is constantly in flux. Food is always moving. Food is the only real lingua franca that we have that allows us to connect with other folks.
So tune in to Heritage Radio Network on tour at heritageradionetwork.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't go wrong.
We're back. Pete, guess what? It's
what?
WrestleMania Day and Bath Day. You can't beat that. Arts and Seizures back. Edison here with the Count Pete Zaremba.
Oh, man. I'm just here for the pizza.
Shirts and shoes required. Pants are optional.
That's right, Mike. I told you about that. There's a dress code we are going at El Convento.
That's right. I'm on my way for a Caribbean vacation, a Latin vacation.
About time.
You're telling me it's about time. Es el tiempo para... But you're say a la playa. Yeah,
that's right.
But you've been around. People don't
I've
know.
I've been around.
You've been around.
I've been down there.
You've been down there. Well, you were, that was your beat.
That was my beat when I was a journalist. Yes, that was a nice beat. I loved it. But
you allowed to go back.
There we go. Our engineer.
All right, Matt chiming in. It's a good question.
It is a good question.
Are you allowed to go back? Let's look at it case by case.
Case by case.
Bahamas, see or no? They don't really speak
as they say
Spanish there.
Yaman.
And Bermuda, you were just in Bermuda
just
recently?
Just in Bermuda. Very nice. I recommend it. I recommend Cambridge Beaches. It's a cottage colony. Typical Bermudian experience. You'll like it.
Well, I'm on my way to Old San Juan. City of Old San Juan.
I've never been.
And how old is it, Pete?
It's so old.
Well, I can't wait.
No, it's 450 years old or something.
I think Columbus landed there on his second trip.
Second trip.
People always forget about the second Columbus trip.
The first one
gets all the fanfare.
Oh, yeah.
But he landed there in 1493 before proceeding to, destroy all the indigenous populations.
There's many monuments in the old city to the people's rising up to keep the English out. Otherwise, it would have been like Francis Drake and then a bunch of other British pirates tried to invade. And they held on to their Spanish heritage. So you're going to get to enjoy it, in other words.
The hotel I'm staying in is right across the street from the grave of Ponce de Leon.
Ponce himself, the discoverer of the Fountain of Youth. Didn't work, I guess. His grave, you know.
But being a bit of a Ponce myself, I think I'm going to enjoy it. La-di-da. Speaking of Ponces, Pete, what are you drinking?
This is an old-fashioned, but you see,
I'm goosing it with something, and I'm highly suspicious.
I am. You see, since I'm not supposed to be drinking because I'm dosed with doxycycline to ward off this... what is it? Lyme disease and ehrlichiosis, and these. I was bitten by a tick, so I'm taking the doxy. So I'm not supposed to be drinking. So I'm spiking it with my own mixture of Gosling's rum with a little bit of absinthe.
So what you ordered an old fashioned?
Yes.
And on top of this, you're spiking it with rum.
I am. Because once you told me about the Caribbean theme, I had to.
All right. Well, it's a WrestleMania boogaloo.
Yeah, have some of this, Mike.
I want to
try.
Oh,
there you go. Try that. Just.
Okay, I'm gonna
just pour that into your mouth, into your gullet. People at home, a little more. Come on.
Whoa.
Oh, ew. Mm. Gosling's rum, made in Bermuda. That. It's one of the better black rums.
Jeez, when I was in I was in Bermuda, it was like,
what happened? I read about it in the book.
Failed family vacation. Uh-huh. Boy, oh boy, me and my guy got into a fist fight with both of my brothers who are younger than me. They're twins, and. I don't get it, because in a fair fight, they're pretty strapping youth. They should have taken me on. But, I guess it's all my...
You had right on your side.
I spent a lot of time watching professional wrestling, and... And I cheat. So I had no problem. The next day, we came down to breakfast to see my father. We were all wearing sunglasses, because all three of us had shiners, and I think I broke my brother's nose. I said, did you hear that fight last night? I couldn't sleep. You know, it was terrible, that fight last night. Were you guys able to sleep?
Yeah, we slept right through it. Right?
Yes, like,
see,
like
you
got
to go back to Bermuda.
No, never.
No, you
never.
Go back,
never.
And then
never.
It won't be the same. Your brothers won't fight you this time.
I can't believe they're not coming this time.
No,
I can't believe you're spiking your old fashioned.
I am. It's just a spike. I was told not to drink.
Not to drink, so you've taken it in the other direction. Since I made these plans to go on this little vacation, we're going to be taking a break next week. We got Bob Burt and some other Arts and Seizure All-Stars coming in. You are going to be on tour with the Fleshtones.
I will be.
And
we're going to the mysterious island of Helgoland.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. I've been waiting to do this, quite frankly, since I was about 8 years old.
I admit I had to look it up after you told me that, where Helgoland was.
Yes.
And it's incredible. And it really is the enchanted, you know, land of Nod.
It is the enchanted island. The RAF tried to blow it up after the Second World War with the largest non-nuclear explosion in history. They did fail, otherwise we wouldn't be going there to play a festival. But they did demolish a good deal of it. But it's there. It's there. And
there are Fleshtones fans there, presumably?
There are Fleshtones. If not there, they're going to be coming in by boat. It's a three-hour trip from the mainland. It's in the middle of the North Sea.
I love these remote gigs. It's always the best.
Always the best. Now, listen, you said...
I'm going south.
You're going to San Juan.
And since we decided to make this trip for a little R&R, we're going to be off for a couple weeks. The station's taking a break between the spring and summer season, and I'm taking off. And since I made the decision to go to Puerto Rico, I've been getting into some Latin music, and especially the boogaloo and the boogaloo craze.
I love the boogaloo.
That hit New York City in the 60s. So I thought we'd spin a couple records.
Spin
a little later,
it.
You and me are going to play a little boogaloo. And pretty shortly, we're going to have a special call-in by superstar Keith Elliott Greenberg, who's on location at WrestleMania in New Orleans today. But first, let's take a listen to this. This is the Latin Blues Band playing I'd Be a Happy Man, Matt.
All right. I'm a happy man right now.
Oh, I'm killing it. Yeah.
All right.
Just one thing I wanna say to you. Go out and sing a ling. Do what you wanna do. Cause I don't care no more. That's how it's gotta be. I'm walking out that door and you'll never see me. I'll do the boogaloo. I'll have me such a time.
I like it like that.
Oh, Mikey. Can you dig it? And hello to all our English-speaking friends. Hearts and Seizures, Mike Edison, Pizza Rambo, about to be joined by superstar journalist, the man who literally wrote the book on professional wrestling, author of the WWD.
Is he a super phonorama guest?
Encyclopedia of professional wrestling.
A super phonorama guest.
A super phonorama. We are featured in Super Phonorama, all the way from New Orleans, where WrestleMania is going down tonight, WrestleMania 34.
Oh, man.
Let's hear it for Keith Elliott Greenberg.
Yes.
That's right, and I'm here right in the midst of it.
What's going on?
The Crescent City has become Wrestling City.
I love
it. From where I'm standing at the corner of Ramparts and Poitras Street, I'm looking across the street as teams dressed as the Dudley Brothers, and a boombox is blasting the Undertaker's theme music.
Well, the Undertaker,
so that's what's going on in New Orleans right now.
Is the Undertaker coming back tonight? That's what everybody wants to know. That's what's on our minds. Is the Undertaker coming back to WrestleMania tonight?
And is he being accompanied?
I would imagine he would have to, because why would they spend the time building up John Cena teasing the Undertaker without the Undertaker emerging?
But would he... Has his manager, Paul Bearer, been cited?
Has he come back from the dead, in
other
words?
From the dead, Mr. Paul Bearer?
He may be resurrected. As you know, today is Greek Easter.
That's
and
right.
It's also Resurrection Day in the Baptist faith.
That's
so,
right.
So we may have a Paul Bearer sighting.
I'd like just to say, if it's good enough for Jesus, it should be good enough for Paul Bearer.
Exactly. That's maybe there'll be a religion based on him.
Well, I'm very excited to watch WrestleMania. I was at the very first WrestleMania where Liberace, my favorite moment, where Liberace was a guest timekeeper in the main event.
With the Rockettes.
Yeah, that's right. He entered with the Rockettes, and he was the guest timekeeper, keeping time on a piano-shaped gold and diamond-crusted Rolex that was a gift to him from Elvis Presley.
What was the main event on that card?
That was the Hulk Hogan era.
It was Rowdy Roddy Piper and Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff.
Yay!
Now, was it the last one I think I
versus,
was at?
When it was versus Hulk Hogan with Cindy Lauper.
Sidney Lauper. Oh, man.
Mr. T was like the worst thing that ever happened to professional wrestling. I mean, no one liked working with him, right, Keith? That was the story always.
That's what I was told, and I was told that by Roddy Piper. Told me that later on, and as did Paul Orndorff.
Yeah, Piper told... Yeah, you still ahead. Occasionally work for the WWE, and I know you're being a gentleman, but I don't have those constrictions. Piper told me they fucking hated him. He worked stiff. He refused to, like, take a bump. When these Hollywood guys come in, they don't want to play along so well. I mean, he wanted to be a legitimate tough guy. Didn't want to play by the kayfabe rules in the universe of professional wrestling.
And I would say, to use wrestling parlance, he was a mark for his own gimmick.
Absolutely.
I think the Fleshstones, I'm now, correct me if I'm wrong, Keith, it was the Twin Towers being managed, I believe, by the great Earl Slick. And against...
Yes, Slick, yes.
And I it was one of the worst events I'd ever seen. It was so built up. This match was over in 30 seconds. And I don't know what... I can't remember exactly what happened. I remember being disappointed. Slick got a few words in. Someone clobbered him, and it was all over. But,
yeah, that's the doctor's style. And at the top of my head, I think I remember the Twin Towers,
yes, Akeem,
wrestling the Rockers, but I don't know if that was at WrestleMania or not.
No, I think it was like somehow I'm picturing Hacksaw Duggan or something.
I don't like this, the Twin Towers, the Rockers. I think people should use their real names, like Abdullah the Butcher.
Exactly.
And the Sheik.
Yes, yes.
General Adnan yes. of the Iraqi army.
Sergeant Slaughter. I feel like I can identify when people use their real names better. True. All right, well,
that's an interesting thing, because when new wrestlers come in, they reduce them to a first name only or a last name in Bill Goldberg's case.
Listen, unless you're Liberace, Cher, or Prince, you need two names.
True. Or Edison.
Yeah. Or the Count.
Zaremba.
Sharky to you.
Hey, listen, do you have any insights about what's going down tonight?
What's the surprise? Well, what's the match to watch?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What's the match to watch tonight?
Give us some insights.
The match to watch, I would say, would be AJ Styles against Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura has a certain charisma unlike anybody I've seen perhaps since Randy Macho Man Savage when it comes to
Japanese?
Facial expressions and hand gestures.
Makamura, is this guy Japanese?
He's Japanese.
Does he do the salt ceremony?
He's Jewish. He's kayfabing as Japanese.
Is it right?
The salt ceremony. Is that going to, I mean, you know, like Prince Toro Tanaka, his famous salt ceremony.
Yeah, they've come a long way from Professor Toro Tanaka. because in the ladies' match tonight, in the Raw Women's Championship, it is Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Nature Boy Ric Flair, who is every bit as charismatic and athletic as her father,
if not
more so.
Does she drink like her old man?
What's that?
Does she drink like her old man?
I haven't had the occasion to imbibe with her. So it's nice to speak.
It's nice to have the ladies do their thing.
But she's wrestling the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka.
The Empress?
Is she a real Empress?
Of course.
No, she is Japanese as well. So there is the potential for, and I'm sorry, Charlotte is the SmackDown Women's Champion, not the Raw Women's Champion, but there is a potential for WrestleMania to end tonight with a Japanese men's champion and a Japanese women's champion. So it's a far cry from the days of the inscrutable Mr. Fuji and Professor Toro Tanaka throwing salt.
I remember December the 9th, and I don't... that's not right. That's not right, Keith. That's not right. It's un-American.
Mr. Fuji was inscrutable.
It's un-American.
Well, you know what? There are an awful lot of fans from Japan right here. I'm standing on the street. In fact, I met two guys from Dubai, two brothers from Dubai, and they made a bet last night. And one brother, the brother who lost the bet, is being forced to come to WrestleMania dressed as Kofi Kingston.
Well, long gone are the days, though, where misogyny, racism, and homophobia were the tropes that fueled this sport.
Yeah, I was at the WWE Superstore, which they opened up as a convention center for WrestleMania, and it's all merchandise, some retro stuff. But they actually have an LGBT shirt of the WWE logo in rainbow, and it says "For Everyone."
So, I love it.
Yes, it's a far cry from the days when fans would stomp their feet and
from the famous sissy gimmicks of days gone by.
I miss them.
I do too. I got to say, as Gorgeous George, the greatest sissy gimmick of all time, and you know who influenced such great American artists as Muhammad Ali, Liberace, Bob Dylan, not to mention Mark Bolan and David Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
I never knew about Mark Bolan and David Bowie, his connection to Gorgeous George.
Oh, Gorgeous George invented glam rock. Of course he did.
But you know what? Let's perpetuate that story.
All right, Keith, have a great time tonight. We're going to check in with you soon to find out what happened tonight. We're tuning into WrestleMania. Pizza at my place. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to Brock Lesnar. I'm looking forward to Ronda Rousey and the evil Stephanie McMahon who... you know, I've been crushing on since day one. God, I wanted to marry into that family.
Well, you never know.
I wish you had, Mike.
Well, that would be
McMahon and Triple H have a few daughters. Maybe your dream will come true somehow.
God, you know that. No, I mean, I say that in jest because if there ever were one of those things, be careful what you wish for.
I'd say being married into the McMahon family might be one of them.
They're like, you know, it's unfortunate the president of the United States is not involved tonight, you know.
Don't say that, being
a member,
you never know.
He might walk on. Donald Trump is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. Do you never forget that?
Yes, and I were there when he was inducted, Mike.
And he got booed.
He might show up, though.
He enjoyed it. It was the one time in his life he was booed, and he liked it.
And it was the one time I think that, like, a Hall of Fame inductee got booed. Even the Iron Sheik got loved when he was inducted, when they finally got around to it. I mean, for all the hatred he encouraged during his career in the ring, when they finally put him into the Hall of Fame, you know, people were, like, you know, teary-eyed and, like, thank you for your service to the fans. Donald Trump, not so much.
No, not so much.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
And I actually was at the Hall of Fame on Friday night, but when Kid Rock was inducted, I ran out and went on a bumble date.
The fuck did Kid Rock ever do? All right, these and other questions will be answered in a future episode. Keith, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, Keith.
WrestleMania Day.
If you go uptown, Keith, check out Mendina's up on Upper Canal Street.
All right.
You'll never know how much I really love you.
You'll never know how much I really care. All right, Keith Elliott Greenberg, everybody, the voice of professional wrestling.
The voice of reason.
Let's take a quick break with another happening boogaloo song, Pete, before we get to our own thing. This one's crazy. You're going to love this one.
I love it.
This is the Orchestra Harlow.
I was going to ask about Larry Harlow.
Yeah, and this is Freak Off.
Freak Off.
All right, Matt, kick it. Dig it.
Freak Off with Larry Harlow and his orchestra.
Shing-a-ling, baby. I love the boogaloo. I can't wait. I'm going to Puerto Rico for a little holiday.
Where you won't hear any boogaloo because they salsa there.
Well, you're in the land of Helgoland.
I'm in Helgoland, yes. Boogaloo, the boogaloo hotspot of the North Sea.
The soundtrack provided by the Fleshstones. Well, you guys have been known to boogaloo a little bit. You know, Puerto Rico was a real wrestling hotbed in its day. Carlos Colon was like the godfather, El Padrino. Yeah. You know, it was El Padrino to the scene of not Lucha Libre, like American style professional wrestling. They brought down Abdullah the Butcher, was very popular there. And all the major stars went down there. And that's where Bruiser Brody, one of the all-time greats, was murdered in the locker room for like political reasons, like locker room politics. And he was stabbed brutally backstage. Unsolved murder.
Now I realize why you're going to San Juan.
To solve the murder of Bruiser Brody.
You've been warned, though. You received those messages telling you not to get into that.
Well,
right?
I can't wait. Vamos a la playa, Pete.
Okay, go to the playa.
You go to Helgoland. I'm going to the beach.
I'm going to Helgoland, where I'm going to have to bring like five sweaters and a nor'easter and those slickers and boots.
You party with the hobbits. I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Man. I wish I was there. So
with some
beach.
Girls who are just dying to meet you,
be on the beach.
As Mick, the King of Disco Jagger, once sang.
And remember, there it's pronounced daiquiri. Okay.
Un daiquiri.
Do daiquiri muy fuerte.
Do daiquiri muy fuerte.
Muy fuerte.
All right.
All right, baby.
That's give me with two shots of rum, one mixed and one floating.
One. All right. That's the great James Dean. Right.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's get the hell out of here.
What? Why?
Well, because I thought we'd do our own boogaloo. All right.
Yeah, right, baby.
All right, I love it. Let's go boogaloo Detroit
You'll
style.
Never know
you ready?
How much I really love you.
All right. You'll never know how much I really care. All right.
Okay, man.
Once again,
have a good
arts and seizures.
Man.
Thanks to Matt
this
for twirling knobs.
Too fast. Too fast.
It's a fast 30 minutes on the radio today. Here we
Let's
go.
Let's have our pizza. Yeah, baby. Talk about my baby, a little light lifty blue. She's a heaven, baby. Ain't no dancing she can do. She's my good little baby. Oh, a little light lifty blue. Now if you wanna do the twist, Lily can't put it down. Oh, wild to say. She's the best one that's around. She's my pretty baby, baby. Oh, a little light lifty blue. Come on in, I'll feel it, darling.
Alright, now check this out. You ready?
I want to check it out.
Check this out. Here we go. Fee, fee, fa, fa, fo, fo, fo. Looking mighty now, baby, here she come. Wear the wig hat, change the match. She got high heel shoes and alligator hat. Wearing dark
fingers at everything. Devil with the blue dress on. Devil with the blue dress on. Woo! Wearing perfume, yes, number five. Got to be the finest girl alive. Wearing cool in narrow the night. Got the nervous, yeah, can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger, yeah, I like it like that. Devil with the blue dress on.
Devil with the blue dress on. Devil with the blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Again, yeah. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress, blue. Devil with a blue dress
on. Bring it back. Hey.
Blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Come on.
Pizza, wrestling, beer, and vamos
a la playa.
Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha.
Cha cha
cha.
Cha cha cha. All right.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.